Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is Thursday of the second week in Ordinary Time, the 19th of January, 2012. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus withdrew to the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem and Idumea and from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
So, throughout the Gospel of Mark, we have this Jesus telling the evil spirits not to let anyone know that he is the Christ, and we have the disciples and all the followers not really getting it. Occasionally there'll be some insights, but in general they don't recognize Jesus as the Messiah. I mean, yes, we have in the Gospel of John, it's very clear right from the beginning, right? Andrew says to Peter, "We found the Messiah." Philip says, "Nathaniel, we found the Messiah." But in Mark's Gospel, it's not that they're not sure. It's that Mark is keeping the best till the end, till the resurrection. And then he says, "Look, this one clearly is." And then they go back and they look through all of the mysteries and amazing cures that Jesus has had. He's fulfilling all the roles of Messiah as we watch him. So right now, he's, as Father Robert Barron said, right, gathering all the nations. Because in this, you see all those different places. Tyre and Sidon were Philistine countries. They didn't want anything to do with the Israelites, right? There have been wars between the two people for thousands of years, from the time long before David. And now they're coming to seek out Jesus. Idumea, another group, seeking out Jesus. Beyond the Jordan, you know, on the other side of the Jordan River, Gentile territory, seeking out Jesus. And Jerusalem and Galilee. Everyone found something in Jesus. They found his power, right? The sick were coming to him. They found freedom from addictions and possessions. But they also found someone that loved them. And we see that love lived out in Jonathan today, in the first reading. Everybody needs a Jonathan in their life that'll talk to our enemies and say, "Really? Thomas isn't that bad." You know, someone to make a new introduction, to remind King Saul. All David did was slay Goliath. He didn't slay the whole Philistine army. So the little song was a bit out of proportion. But Goliath had kind of stumped the Israelite army for about a week before David showed up. And so he was a hero and recognized as a hero. But you can see he really didn't want to be king. He's, you know, at this point, he's still just serving in the court of King Saul. Saul wants to have him around because, well, he's this superhero. And he played the harp and, you know, sang really well. And yes, Saul makes this promise to Jonathan not to kill David. But, boy, he comes close a few times in the next few readings. David's there playing the Psalms, and Saul tries to spear him to the wall. or when he's now David has fled up to the mountains, Saul pursues him. What can we do to be more like Jonathan in today's reading? How is there someone that we can defend or make a new introduction or say, you know, gosh, you might really be struggling with the church or this person or the city council or whatever it is, but let me tell you another story. And if we can do that, Jonathan, after Saul's death, Jonathan is taken into the court of King David and they take care of him until his death. Right? He was the rightful heir, if you will, if it was going to be the divine right of kings and your children became king, and he never went for that. He saw David had those skills and supported him as a member of his household. You know, and we'll see over the next coming weeks and months the political process. You know, who's going to drop out and endorse who? And, you know, hopefully all of their energy and votes will go to that candidate. And that's all of this. There's this huge battle. But we see it here in the gospel, or in the first reading, where Jonathan is caring for his friend. Is there a friend that we can care for? Someone to reach out to? Someone that needs to know that love wins out over everything. Love always wins. It may not look like it at the time, and certainly not if your family members have been blown up in a bomb or something. But in the long view, love wins. So, my prayer is that we can be more like Jonathan, calming the storm and the anger and the vengeance of our friends and family towards others. Renewing those relationships, realizing they may not be perfect. Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you, and have a great day.